This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy, standing 6'2", 309 pounds. Time to get on the treadmill. From the south shore of Nassau County, Long Island, it's John Gabris. All you gotta do is trust me. Jackson, Maine, abortion is healthcare. Be careful, buddy. He made a big stink for my dog, and now I'm worried where he's off to. Does anyone remember that movie? Also joining me in the Hide My Studios, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris. Arthur, give him a shout out. Arthur, actually in the studio this time, snoring on the mic right now, because the person where Artie usually hangs out when I'm recording this podcast is the guest tonight. We got from the Sweets Are Life, it's Tiffany Gabris.
Yeah, what's up, shitheads?
What's up, shitheads? For the listeners, this is my sister, Tiffany.
I look like I could be your sister sometimes.
What?
Well, just like home thinking, like kid sister. I'm high. Don't listen to me right now.
Oh, don't listen to you. It's okay. You're going to be talking unbroken for them. So now you're taking a video of the floor.
Yeah, that's going to be great. BTS, baby.
Okay. So content on content on content. I'm sitting here with Tiffany Gabris of The Sweets Are Life. This is episode 400 of High and Mighty.
This is legit like 400 even.
Yes.
Well, I'm asking because...
Good follow-up.
Well, sir, if you do recall, when I was supposed to be the 100th guest, somebody called you out and realized it was really the 101st.
Yes, and now we're back. You're authentically the 400th
guest.
Yes. Until someone I've had on in the past comes out, like, ends up being like a fucking monster and we have to take the episode down and pretend like Mike Mitchell was never on or something like that.
Do you ever have guests on where you're like, yeah, there's a chance that you are going to be a problem one day and I'm going to have
to
take this down?
But I have male comedians on, so you never know.
So yes.
So
yeah. No, your friend, you like,
you know, my friends are good boys mostly.
Yeah,
I don't know everyone's personal life.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, I don't say claim to people being good.
Phil
bad.
Rosendahl's been a guest on this podcast. That guy's a fucking legendary creep.
Creepo Depot.
Creepo Depot.
No, somebody just feed him.
Pasta, pork, chicken, or lamb.
Wait, I can't do it.
Of course not.
No, I can't.
Speaking of Phil, the reason Phil's on our mind is because the topic we want to talk about tonight is the topic we talk about all the time in this house.
Yes.
We talk about where our next meal is, where do we want to order from,
yes,
where do we want to go to eat, what restaurants do we want.
Yes.
When we're at a restaurant, what do? We talk about
where
other restaurants.
Other restaurants, where we're going next on
our
restaurant.
Where we need to try or where we just went that was awesome. And
correct.
So it's a big part of our lives.
I think it's like 95% of our lives.
I think 95% of our lives
is talking about food.
Oh, yeah. Food related is in the high 80s
and
for
it's
sure.
Like my fault mainly.
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah.
We're both like very food, all three of us. We're all food motivated breeds.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I, like, I'm a food person, but you made me like a restaurant person. Like,
yes.
I didn't grow up. You grew up going to restaurants and having a restaurant.
Yes. That was something really interesting when we first started dating. That I didn't realize that going out to dinner was not normal because it was such a normal thing to do at my house for various reasons. One, to your point, my dad did own a restaurant in Westchester County. Shout out Montrose, New York. It was originally Taco and Stuff, which grammatically makes no sense. When I brought this up to my mother, she was so aggravated. She could not understand it. I'm like, taco singular, stuff is plural. Why didn't you say tacos and stuff instead of just taco and stuff? She looked at me like I had 20 heads on my shoulder. So I said, let's talk about lipstick instead. Anyways, so we had the restaurant and so we would go there to eat a lot, obviously. And then, you know, weekends, My dad was usually working, but if he wasn't, if we were having like a family outing on a Sunday, it would often wrap with a meal or like we'd go out to lunch. Lunch was like a, you know, a to-do also. And
we didn't go out to meals a lot. If we went out, it was like, you know, for something like, it was like fast casual, like Outback mm-hmm. would be like where we would go if we went out.
Like we didn't even have we didn't have chain restaurants in Westchester. Like that wasn't even an option. That was the other thing coming out when I would like visit you. I'm like, oh, you guys have like these restaurants near you, like the ones that have commercials on TV. Like this is wild.
We have Red Lobsters. We've got Old Country Buffets. Yeah. We've got Dunkin' Donuts.
We had a Dunkin' Donuts. You have one on like.
Well, now you're thinking about now too. There's way more now, but
no, even like back then, I don't know. Well,
we had I could ride my bike to it.
Yeah,
but to me, like that wasn't really going to restaurants because
oh god, no.
And gross. That's something I never did with like my parents. Like maybe if my dad was at work.
I'm saying, God, no gross about going to Dunkin' Donuts as a restaurant. Sorry if anybody out here likes Dunkin' Donuts.
I mean, it's a great, I love a croissant, which that's for sure. I like a croissant breakfast sandwich.
It's all microwave. Like I used to love it when I was younger, and I'm just going to sound like a douche now, but like when I taste it, when I eat it, it like, it tastes like chemicals.
Yeah. No.
There's like a chemical flavor there.
No, it doesn't hit the way it used to.
No.
But I
bet you they have like more preservatives and shit in it too now. That's also why.
I bet you, yeah, it's not just refinement of our palates. I guarantee it's like cheaper or made with worse ingredients than it was when we were. They were like, oh, you know, if we put arsenic in the bread, we can save a nickel. And everyone's like, well, that'll slowly poison everyone. It's like, oh, okay, but it'll save us a nickel. It's like, all right, save the nickel.
Like, yeah, save a nickel, use the arsenic.
Damn the man, save the empire. But restaurants, and I think maybe our generation too, like, I feel like. Well, restaurants are like, and maybe I'm thinking again, like myopically and thinking about like people who live in the city and, you know, are in their 30s and 40s. Like restaurants are a big part because we can't really host dinner parties. And like, we don't live near our grandma who's cooking every Saturday for everybody or whatever. Or, you know, like.
Well, living in New York, too, it's, you know, your apartments are so small, so you usually can't host. We were lucky. We had a good sized place, but we were out in Brooklyn and then like, you know, like a mile from the subway. So it wasn't convenient.
Very few house parties. It was always like.
Yeah. So you'd go out to eat.
Birthday parties would be at bars. And
Always at a bar or a restaurant because where else?
Dinner parties would be at restaurants.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think.
And also like it's one part lack of space and one part. It sucks to get everywhere in New York City, kind of like.
Yeah.
So if someone lives in Queens and someone lives in Brooklyn, it's like not crazy to everyone meet at New York City for it, like in Manhattan.
No, it's like it's the middle point.
It's like we all have to commute to Manhattan. So we all know getting to Manhattan is like not crazy for us. So, oh, it's all Brooklyn friends tonight. Maybe we can go to Brooklyn. But it's like, oh, if Queens people are going, it sucks if we make them come to our house for pizza.
Yeah, it's far. Queens would have been far.
Well, yeah, it all depends. But to our part of Brooklyn, yeah.
But we started going out to dinner. I mean, technically
in college.
It was college, but our first like date, it was supposed to be a date, remember? But then we ended up like started dating right before. Was it for Valentine's Day?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was. And
because
we
started dating very soon.
Mm-hmm, for sushi. And I was so excited to be like, oh, I'm going out on a date. Like someone's not my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And then we were already dating. So guess what? I'm just realizing I've never been on a date.
Yeah, me neither.
Should we like go on dates?
With other people?
No.
No, thanks. I don't even want to go.
No, like with each other, like pretend like we don't know each other. Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
No, like, well, I still consider them like there are date nights now. They are.
No, we go on dates, yes, but I've never
been like on a like.
I sat across from someone. I'm like, I wonder, like, we were a boyfriend and girlfriend when we first went out to dinner alone. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, but it was also we were 21. So, it was a while ago.
And we would go sushi. Sushi was like the big thing for us.
And the first time I ever had sushi.
That's right. It was for my birthday. I think it was my 21st.
Yeah.
We went to Oshinko. Was that the name of it?
I think Osho.
Osho, yeah. Like,
I think Oshinko is like a. Yeah, we're up in. We went to school in Poughkeepsie and.
Near Marist.
It was. I had not even known anyone who went, who had eaten sushi at that point in my life.
Yeah. Like you, well, I mean, we don't have to get into it because you have talked about it a lot, like how much I introduced you to food and like fresh veggies and all that stuff. But yeah, you didn't have sushi until we started dating. And quite frankly, sushi was even like new in Westchester. I'll never forget when I had it for the first time. I was like, this is amazing. And then like, even at that time, like grocery store sushi was like good to me because I was just like, get me this amazing
rice and fish and
exotic
wasabi and soy. Like it doesn't have to be good when you first get into it. Funny, like sushi was always in like movies and TV shows as kind of like a douchey bougie, like, oh, they're like rich LA the people. They eat yuppie sushi. Yeah. And then like, I was always like, oh bro, I'm not gay. I don't eat sushi or whatever. And then when we had it, I was like, oh, this is so fucking good.
It's amazing.
I was so into it. Yeah.
So, okay, that's like a fun thing for us to segue into. The types of food that you'd consider like going out to a restaurant for and versus like what you do for like delivery. Like,
I don't know. That game has changed now because people specialize in such random shit now too. Like, because there's like that elevation of quote unquote like low class or like middle class food. So it's like, you can go to a restaurant to have chicken tenders now. It's like, oh, this place has the best macaroni and cheese. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you go to a place to have. So I know what you're saying. Like, I do think some food delivers better than other.
Agreed.
Food.
Like,
like, pizza's the ultimate delivery food.
Yes, agreed. Pizza always.
I love going to pizzerias to eat too, but pizza delivery always hits.
You love going to pizzeria. Like, we didn't go out to eat at pizzerias, but like, that was a big thing for you guys.
Well, that was like where we went, would go to the, we got to, because we had three like boys. So like, everything was like the cheapest possible option for my parents. And it'd be like, always a coupon. It'd be like, Mama Gina's has two pies, a 2 liter bottle of soda and six garlic knots for like $17.99.
Meanwhile, I'm like out.
And meanwhile, you're like, I want sushi for my 21st birthday and I want it now.
Daddy. Yeah, I grew up in a household where even when times were tough, food, like, you didn't fuck with it. Like, it didn't matter what was happening financially.
Money was always being spent on food.
Oh, wait, it was always our priority, whether that meant like we were still eating like scallops. I would have frog legs as
I was
a kid.
Just about to say, one time, the first time I ever had frog legs, your dad made them.
My dad.
At
yep.
your house, and we were in like college, and I was like, I guess I'm trying frog legs
today. Yeah, so good. I mean, I don't eat them anymore, but you know.
I know. I still would. I just have not caught them on a menu in a long time. But it was a wild experience to go to your house, because my house was like we had pasta in the cabinet, sauce in the freezer, cold cuts in the fridge, and that was like and milk. That was like the guarantees in our house.
Yeah,
and,
same.
And that was it. But
those
like,
are good staples.
Right. No, but I mean, like, that's like all that was in our fridge. And then I'd go to like your house and there'd be like leftovers. And I would let no one in your family likes leftovers.
No, my brothers.
Because all of you are spoiled, your food spoiled, and that you get like, we're getting like 2 to 3 meals a day cooked for you guys of like wild ass, your mom and or dad trying, like, cooking stuff. Like, meanwhile, my parents are just like, here, there's a fucking, my mom's like burning ravioli in a fucking pot and shit.
I love that. She does.
And I go to your house and it's like, what's this? And they're like, lamb ribs, you know? And it's like, what? And it's like, wait, what's that? And it's like, oh, that's some fish thing. No one really likes that. And I was like, wait, what? And I'm just eating like
so much
Tupperware's
steak.
Full of like steak and, cause like
I'll never forget
entrees. Like I'm getting to have like barbecue chicken, like that your dad made like expertly. I'm getting to have that like randomly in the drunk at
I'm
night.
So hungry right now, listening to this. And speaking of which, we are going out to eat tonight.
We're going to a restaurant.
So yeah. So for me, going out,
and it's a Tuesday.
And it's a Tuesday. I'm going to steer us back into talking about going out to eat, because we literally could talk about now leftovers for like hours. But yes, we're going out to eat. It's a Tuesday. I think that's something that to me would seem normally like very extravagant, and I'm seeing that it's not, but we don't have children. So what else are we going to spend our money on? Number one. Number two, we don't have children. Like, there's no responsibilities. Let's go out tonight. Three, for me now, it's really become a thing where I'm home. You're home all day long too, but like I like being out and about, and I am not out and about in the same way like I used to be. So like, I love going out to dinner. I love the whole like ritual of like, I get like ready. Like when I go out to eat, if I'm leaving this house, because case in point, what I'm wearing right now, I'm in leggings, my yoga or Pilates outfit from this morning. I haven't even showered yet, but now we're going out to dinner and I'm like, oh, I get to go get all glammed up. It's like a whole evening. It's great.
Yeah. And that's like what like, I hate about
this is
going
a nightmare.
It's like,
what are you talking about?
Going out and like getting, like, I don't like any of that stuff. I just want to, like, I just like the food part of it and the conversation. I don't care about getting dressed. As a matter of fact, I wish I could wear like sweats to dinner. I'll wear a nice shirt, but I want to just be comfortable as
I mean, it's
smash
LA,
down.
You can.
I know. I well, that's why I have elastic waist joggers for meals like this, so I can eat whatever I want without blowing my jeans, blowing the jeans out. But yeah, no, I do think I'm starting to feel like going out to dinner on Tuesday nights feels, but that's just how I'm feeling currently because it's a post-holiday.
That it's extravagant.
Yeah, that because it's like after the holidays, I'm like, oh, like, I'm so like, I don't, and I drank on like Sunday. So I'm feeling like, oh man, so much, but it's really not so much to go like one weekday, but it feels like that because of our proximity to like the holidays.
Yeah,
and, shit.
And like we might not go out Saturday and Sunday. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not like, because our schedules are so
I think
unique.
Both of us have plans on Friday and Saturday.
I think we do too. And I think mine involves definitely going
out. And you also
to
had
eat.
You had dinner plans last night.
I did. And then I was supposed to go out to dinner with friends again on Thursday, but Stephen has COVID and now we're not going.
Oh man.
I know.
Hopefully you'll find another meal that you can have.
How will I survive?
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
But going to restaurants is important to us. And
it is.
I think it's like a go-to date spot for people who are like new to seeing each other and stuff like that. And I think not everyone knows how to act in restaurants.
Oh my gosh, they don't. But let's go back. I think you just made a great point about going out to eat like with a new date and stuff. I think it's a really great getting to know you situation because to your point, not everyone knows how to act. And it is so telling to see how people treat anyone that works like any of the staff. I cannot, and you're on the same boat as me, and I'm sure you've talked about this excessively here. I cannot stand or tolerate people that are rude to the wait staff.
No.
No bueno. It is such a turnoff. I correct people. I've said stuff to family members out at dinner. I do not give a fuck. If you are rude to your waiter, waitress,
and
best
I would
person.
Say my bar is insane for what I consider rude too, because I'm like, we should be fucking sucking the dick of our server. We should be
agreed.
Like, I'm so like, if
a little up.
If I say please and thank, and if my mom doesn't, ugh, and it drives me up a fucking wall, and she's, you don't have to say it for every like my, but I go like, say thank you when
say
they give you.
You
a napkin. And I'm like, I mean, yes, technically you're fine if you don't. You're in. But at the same time, what the fuck, man?
No, yeah. I get it. Please and thank you always. I think there is.
Just remembering that it's like a human on the
yes,
other end of it.
Exactly.
It's not, yeah.
And like, you know what? As pleasant as you might be being, just think about like all the other people that they're dealing with for the day and just being that extra kind to them, like that's not going to kill you, but it just might be making their entire shift that much better because like you're the one nice table that's giving them relief.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Like you were a waiter, a server when we were dating in college.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bartender when we were dating in college. And it's like you feel like, you know, and again, I will say, if I'm being 100% honest, part of it is selfishness.
Lie.
Part of it is narcissism. I don't want them to the server to dislike me.
Oh my god! No.
So I want. I have like that honor roll student, like teacher's pet mentality. I'm like, you're gonna like me. What are you doing holding the mic, Ellie?
Oh, just my wrist hurts. We did really great stretches today in Pilates.
And now holding this mic for 12 straight minutes
is
taking
strenuous.
You out.
I can't handle it.
I think you can handle it. You
I'm
got
exhausted.
This, you got this. But. Like I want the server to like me and I don't want like, I'm like, what if your day
like
sucks?
Me.
I don't want to be part of why your day sucks.
No, not at all. Like, and charm them. Also, okay, let's be real here. These are the people bringing you your food. Do you want to piss them off?
Dude, I know. That's like the craziest thing about, no. Like, I'm like, why would you like act like
no,
this?
Do you want, do you want something getting licked in the back? Do you want a little hair getting tossed in?
And some of us, for me, the answer is yes.
Kinky.
Give me a little curly. Mm. Right on my little lobster.
He jumped up.
Well, that's good because now listeners are like, hey, the background snoring from the microphones is gone.
No. He's not getting picked up. Nobody ever gets picked up. Everyone on every podcast is always like, oh no, can someone hear that? The answer is no, we can never hear anything.
You know why? Because that's due to amazing editors and engineers. Shout out Emma, who's probably figured out a way for us to not hear Arthur, but hear us clearly.
Wait, also Emma, thank you so much for the incredible gift basket. Talk about what a lovely surprise. All Stonewall products, who are like one of my favorite at like the grocers. I mean, so many good.
We
like,
went
dips
in on some
mustards,
serious snacks
crackers.
And mustards from Emma, and that was that ruled, Emma. Thank
so
you
good,
so
girl.
Much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for making this episode sound snore free or snore full, depending on what's working better.
That's
you tell
right.
us. Crank up the snore ratings, bounce the luffs.
Yeah, I'm sipping on some throat coat right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure. I wanted to be smooth.
We're drinking tea. We did smoke some fucking dry fucking reefer right before. But
it was a little dry, right? And very not good.
I think I'm on like, you know, joint three for the day. So my throat's just starting to hurt.
Yeah,
and
I think.
And I got to like go back to, I don't know. We're going out to dinner tonight and it's dry January. We're going to need a little more fucking weed, bro.
Oh, we're going to need weed. I think edibles for sure. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about going out to dinner.
Wait, no.
No, we're not. Let's not stay on track. God forbid. Tangent.
Fuck. No, I want to talk about reasons we like
going out.
20 years of going out to restaurants together, you and I. And we luckily both have the same vibes in a restaurant. You said it like we're friendly to the service staff.
Yeah.
We're like trying not to be rude. We order similarly of like, fuck it, just get it. Fuck it, just get it.
Fuck it, just get it. That's what doggy bags are for. Don't be afraid to bring stuff home. I used to be like, God damn, that is tacky. I don't care anymore, especially, you know what? Going out to eat. You know what? I take it back. Going out to eat is extravagant.
It is.
It is so expensive anymore. Every place, and I mean every place. Listen, people have to make up hard times. We just went through a pandemic, but also hard times. Other people also went through a pandemic. And now we go out to dinner and appetizers in Los Angeles, no joke, you guys, including like simple salads, $22, $25 for appetizers. I mean, this is the average starting price now. Going out to dinner is extravagant.
Everything is expensive. Like tuna cans are more expensive than they were like a year ago. And it's a stress. Yeah. And look, blanket statement. Obviously, we're speaking with a point of privilege as two 40-year-olds who work in, don't have kids, and are like, yeah, restaurants are expensive. They are extravagant. And it is like, we're the type, some people might be like, no, we don't need that. And you could be right.
Or
you
just
don't,
special occasions for people.
Yeah.
I'm like, every day is a special occasion. I'm alive, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah,
I get it. Like,
you've taught me a lot about like indulging yourself, but like, I think there's a middle ground. And
yeah. No, I'm extravagant. I'm over the top. I'm too much with everything.
Yeah.
Insatiable, blah, blah, blah. So I think, yes, mostly people are going out for like special occasions.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like maybe there are some people whose lifestyle is like they have like a dinner reservation with friends or with like a partner every week, you know, like, and that, I think we're at like, we average one meal out a week, probably.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
If not more. Right.
Yes.
But like, it's guaranteed at least once a week. We're probably going out with friends or just the Hundop. 100%. Please pick up your Hundop shirts at Gabris.com/shirts.
Promo code Mighty.
Promo code Mighty for 5% off your Hundops. We both are open-minded about food. You're a little more restrictive now because you don't eat beef or pork anymore, which is a decision I back.
Can I tell you, I was really concerned for lots of reasons about stopping eating meat in terms of what I cooking for you. I thought it was going to be like disappointing to you. I was raised in a house where you grew up, you ate everything. I mean, you didn't have to, when I say we ate everything, I mean like literally my parents just cooked all sorts of wild shit. Like we just said, like frog legs. This was not a normal thing, but like once a year, frog legs were getting cooked. what is the point of my tangent right now?
No clue.
No clue.
Now the listeners are getting a taste of what my every single fucking night is like for me. Where I'm like, I don't know, Boogs. You just went off and started going.
This is your podcast. Rein me in.
No, yeah, good luck. That, like, that's at all possible.
Not happening.
Right.
Anyways,
so you don't eat beef or pork. Oh, you were worried about not cooking it for me, yeah. Letting me down. But like, it doesn't matter. I'm happy to eat less meat.
Yes, everyone should be eating less meat for lots of reasons.
Yeah, I'm not telling people. I'll never exclude everything from a diet. But yeah, but I'm happy to be eating less meat. But we are open-minded about like what kinds of places to go. You don't like just fancy places, but we both can go to a, you know, fucking snobby place, or we both can go to like a low, like, you know, a random.
It's still fun. We're not going any place like super stuffy feeling.
I guess snobby is not the right word. I mean, like fancy, foodie up their own ass, yeah, about food. Kind,
yeah,
of places.
Like we live in a neighborhood that has the proximity to some of like the best long-standing restaurants, or even new restaurants, case in point tonight, in Los Angeles. And like we have so, I mean, it's insane, like the places we can even just walk to. So we're really lucky. But yeah, we like a mix of stuff. What's your favorite type of food to go out to get? Like if you're like, yeah, that's,
I don't know,
my jam. I don't know if
I like going to barbecue restaurants, because mm-hmm. it feels like that's not something like you really,
because we don't cook that,
right?
Yeah, I know. That's always my thing. That's like, what am I not gonna make? But then I love going out for Italian because it's cozy, even though I can literally make, you know, the majority of what's on the menu.
Right.
But that's comforting.
Right. Well, that's, yeah, because that's like one part nostalgia.
Totally.
And also like Italian restaurants are often like decorated like New York restaurants.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, like out here, like going to Craig's, not that Craig's is Italian, but they have,
they were, you know, pretty Italian.
It is,
yeah.
Pretty, like, oh, love it. The white tablecloths and the booths. Oh, give me a booth and a white tablecloth. Mm, dirty martini.
Yeah. See, I'm my go-to restaurant's like a little bit lower tier than that. I would like, you know, like, I don't like, I love Craig's, but my type of restaurant is not a white tablecloth restaurant. My type of restaurant is like a, you know, like gross table, like wood table with like ketchup dispensers on the table, napkins on the table, like that kind of restaurant.
Yeah.
I like.
I mean, that's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
saying you, it's not a fucking competition,
I'm
not, Tiff.
I was agreeing. I was saying, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, like, yeah.
With a little bit of judgment.
Yes. No. Okay.
Wowie.
And then we're comfortable just splitting the bill. We're not like,
with other people, not with each other.
Yeah, we know.
I always think that's so weird when married people split stuff. Listen, everyone's got their own shit.
Dude,
I get it.
Bro, you think it's weird all the time. I'm absolutely envious.
Oh, get out of here. I wasn't complaining all those other years. We've been a little rough recently.
Okay. All those
Speaking
other
of which,
years.
Who needs flowers, guys? When's this coming out? Are we close to Valentine's Day?
This
What's happening?
This is coming out next week.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Mail so we'll, don't week. Worry. We'll get to plugs at the end.
I want to plug all the time. I just want to plug. Okay. I'm not going to start singing.
Too late.
Forgetting we are recording. Yep. This isn't just us hanging out in the office.
Yes. Exactly. And all this is permanently on the internet. AI is learning from this.
You
episode.
Said you would erase anything I didn't want on.
Okay, so what do you want out?
Nothing.
Okay, fine. Just so you listeners know, I took out a huge, crazy ass rant you put in the middle about, I don't even understand what it was. Smurfs are real or some shit. I had to take it all out. It's that time for an Athletic Greens ad. And you know I'm a big AG1 head. And I take Athletic Greens every day. As a matter of fact, I just took one this morning. I'm recording these ads early in the morning because I got some crap going on today. So I've already had my AG1 and I'm drinking my coffee now. That's right. I have my Athletic Greens before my coffee, first thing in the morning, on an empty stomach. And it's a good way because I can't take pills and vitamins in the morning, and it's a great way to smash down like a bunch of water and all the 75 macronutrients and all the stuff that comes with it. Oh, I take it first thing in the morning, as I said, before doing anything. And it makes me feel like I'm about to start the day. You know, it gives me the nutrition I need and some serious fluids. And I'm ready to rip. So it helps, like, I feel better after I drink. Well, you know, like, I think my digestion for sure has improved. It's hard to tell with, like, some of the other factors, but I'm not going to stop doing it. It's the healthiest thing you could do in under 1 minute, and it's, like, one scoop of powder mixed with water. It is, like, it's so fun. It's, like, to wake up and smash one down makes you feel like, all right, I took one step towards health today. And now all you have to do is keep taking more steps for 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced super ingredients at the highest qualities. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/mighty. That's athleticgreens.com/mighty. Check it out.
If you're anything like me, shopping for yourself and specifically for clothing is usually low on the list of priorities. It's uncomfortable. I mean, I have a busy schedule already and I don't and I want to look good, but I hate trying on clothes. I hate going to a store. I hate having to do all that stuff. But I'll tell you what. Stitch Fix, man. It's the easy way to get clothes that fit you and you don't have to endlessly scroll through options. I'll tell you what. There's so much cool stuff about Stitch Fix. Here's a minor thing about it that I love. When I log in, they know I'm a double XL, so everything they have listed is a double XL. There's not something that looks cute, and I click on it, and it's like, sorry, only a medium. So they know what I'm, and they know my sense of style, so it's a lot in that wheelhouse. So just answer a few questions, and you get and what you like to wear, and they figure it out for you, and your price range, which was helpful too. And it's not like weird, crappy made stuff. It's all a lot of brand names, you know, thousands and brands and styles you'll know and like, and they pick out full outfits, you know, if that's a thing you need the help with. They'll click and you got shoes, bottoms, and a top, and you're ready to go. I just got a dope couple of button short sleeve button downs off Stitch Fix because they know what I'm after, bright colored short sleeve button downs. All right. Right now, Stitch Fix is offering my listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/mighty. That's stitchfix.com/mighty for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/mighty. stitchfix.com/mighty.
Restaurants, like, are fucking expensive, and I just have to say, I know it sucks, and this is coming from a point of privilege, but like, if I watched a server spit in my food, I would go, "You motherfucker, you're only getting 19%." Oh, tip.
Let's talk about that.
Because I like can't tip below 20%. I just same. Feel so bad. Even same. When my bill is like, we're at like a fancy place or like an expensive, or pricey place, or like which could be anything around here in our neighborhood. Thank God we have
getting like a burger is expensive.
Yeah, and then you're like, I gotta tip 20%. I can't tip less than 20%. That's a human being.
I know, even when they're like, even when they're terrible. I mean, I will say this.
I'm so frequently going like, I've had terrible days at work, and had no bearing on my actual. Yeah, and that's what sucks about service is that you can't have a bad day.
No, you can't. But I will say this is my edgy comment right now, and I'm so sorry if anyone's working in the industry. Service has really gone down. That's gone down. It's everywhere. But going out, it's like people like aren't as like attentive.
Well, because they're underpaid and they're not protected at all by their employers. These are all people who like had to find shit to do.
I know, but it's still their job.
Right. No, but why would you dedicate your life to a why would you work super hard at a restaurant, especially if people aren't tipping well and stuff?
I was like, to make more tips,
right? But at the same time, like, there's not an incentive. And we know what people are assholes that go out to eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's hard. And service has gone down, but I bet you if every place had one more waiter or every waiter had health insurance, it would. Mm-hmm. I bet you service people would want to keep their jobs more.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like that everywhere. Like, every place sucks more. Every article of, and this is just old man shit right now.
I am like, oh my God, can we make this positive and fun and go back to
every article of clothing now? And let me just finish. Every article of clothing now is worse than it was like 10 years ago. It's like t-shirts are more poorly made. Dunkin' Donuts, like, are they as good as they once were? Is the recipe as good? Like, mm-hmm. Or is it, you know, where I'm aging out of it? But what I'm getting at is that, like, things are fucking hard out there in every fucking direction. It's fucking
totally,
and it's only getting harder. And that's whack. That sucks. That's like unfair. And yes, it's harder to get, like, food delivery is harder. Cabs are harder. Like, everything is like feels.
Food delivery is so expensive. It is cuckoo. It adds
these delivery apps. You think, oh, like, my gosh. Oh, and they're so convenient.
No, yeah. It ends up adding, like, I'm not kidding you, sometimes like $45 more.
It adds like 20-something% sometimes, like all together with like a bunch of random fees.
Because like they have like their service fee, then there's a delivery fee. There's like just so many.
And then
fees.
You want a tip because it's like all your tip goes to the driver. And yes. You're like, shit, hopefully. All that other stuff doesn't even go to the driver.
No.
Like, that's infuriating. That's when you're like, fuck, dude, we just tried to order a couple of burritos from a truck we like, and this Postmates is making as much money as the fucking
more
guy who fucking rolled the burritos for us. And that's fucked up. Like,
it's fucked up.
And it feels like, just like your Uber driver.
Make your own,
like,
burritos, guys. Just everyone make your own burritos.
We have to all learn how to make our own burritos. I need to get one of those pastor spits for the house.
Oof. That'd be so dope.
I would love to have one of those. Mm. And then just big fucking blade, chop that shit off into like a pan every morning or into tortillas at night.
Oh my God, we're not getting this. I need you to live.
I need that to live.
No.
I'll get one with vegetables on it. Pineapple. Okay. I'll put pineapple in it. So.
Oh, good. Just like pork with pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Okay,
I like that in my pastor. I think it works well. I don't know anything about Mexican cuisine, so I don't, what the fuck am I talking about? But so you want to get more positive about restaurants?
Yeah.
Here's what I love about restaurants, yes. And I kind of briefly touched on it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So many restaurants are trying to be really good at something different these days. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I feel like when I was a kid, like, restaurants were all this, and I grew up in the suburbs in the 80s and 90s, so
in a very Italian community.
Right. Like, all restaurants were kind of similar.
Yeah.
And now I felt like, even like when I moved to New York City, I'm like, a lot of the fancy restaurants are kind of similar. Like the hot, hip restaurants.
When you say similar, like, are you talking about like vibes inside?
Vibes, even menu? Like cuisine and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like in the last 10, 15 years, it's like, this place is doing like Cambodian wings really well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like, mm-hmm. again, this could be like shit, but like, that's the stuff I'm hearing about that excites me even more, is just like, oh, this person just, like, Secret Pizza LA, the woman who makes, like, bacon, egg, and cheeses in her own hot sauce in downtown LA and, like, lowers it down. Like, all that stuff that popped up in the pandemic where people were like, there's two Detroit-style pizza places being run out of people's backyards. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, these people who are making smash burgers and then becoming stands because they started in their yard or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's the shit that appeals to me now, is that like somebody's got like a passion for one specific thing or one specific like niche of things.
But that's not restaurant.
But they become restaurants.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Slab, like Ludo's barbecue restaurant is like mm-hmm. partnered up. You know, like
mm-hmm.
those are people like that started making stuff in their backyard, and like now that's a restaurant. There's like pop-up eateries, you know, people yes. are trying stuff. And
yeah.
there's like, we happen to live in a city that there's a market for it, where people will be like, oh, did you, like, there's a place here called Chain, where each like month they're doing like a different menu that is like based, like, is like high-end versions of chain food. Like, for one month they're doing like Chili's stuff. For another
That's
month
fine.
They're doing like two cheeseburgers, french fries, and a milkshake,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Cute.
Like, doing it their own way. And, like, that's really cool. And, like, people doing shit like that. Even, like, Dave's Hot Chicken, that's maybe, like, 5 years ago now at this mm-hmm. point. But just the idea that, like, holy shit, you know what's really popular right now? Hot fried chicken, like, just
yeah.
blew up. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I know people from the South are like, yeah, we've had that
yeah,
shit
no
forever.
Shit. Well, I mean, but that is a thing. Like, when we were Like, what were
like Thai food blew up in like the early aughts when we were in like New York City. Like, everyone was starting getting on Thai food.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's because that's when we moved to New York City.
I think
so
that's
it feels
probably
like,
because that's when we moved. But I think like trends in restaurants are definitely a thing.
Like, and Chipotle aioli was like around everywhere for like.
Yes, but I was going to say like goat cheese had like an insane fucking explosion at one point where like you couldn't go anywhere without there being some sort of like goat cheese something. And then there was like tartare, like tuna tartare.
Yeah.
Like, had like, this is, I'm talking like early 2000s. And then like sliders.
Oh, sliders have been going.
Were such a
hamachi
thing.
Collars or like collars of fish. That's always feel like that's every fancy restaurant.
Well, I think that's what you're, I think that's your, what's interesting about like something like a hamachi collar is something that was probably just traditionally served at an Asian restaurant, right? Where now restaurants are becoming, I'm actually going to say something a little bit different than what you're saying. They become such a hodgepodge in a great way of influence from other cuisines, cultures, et cetera, that chefs now are really creating like their own, like their own types of food categories almost in a sense, right? And like collar, like yellowtail collar now will be on something at a place where you also get, oh, sorry, thank you. So away from the microphone. You know, you can get a really great hamachi collar from a place that also like does incredible brick oven pizza.
Right.
Right. So there's been a lot of crossover, I think, with food. So it's really fun going out and getting to these restaurants, you know, like the hipster restaurants that are become like really eclectic.
You could drive yourself fucking crazy trying to go to these all these places.
Yeah.
Though,
I
right?
mean, and I think like I'm really guilty of going to the same places over and over again because it's like tried and true. And there's something really nice about like, oh, I love. Oh, my favorite thing is like one of the things I'll say is I could come here just for this.
I could come here and just get this.
Just
sit
this.
At the bar and get this and just have a dirty martini and this one dish here. And it's like, been here with you 12 times, never seen you order just one thing.
No, I, and I don't. And I never do. And I never will.
No. Never. Never. I get it. I know.
More, please.
Always more. Always more.
But yeah, the whole food scene's become really fun. I think going out to eat for us, I think, became very much a part of our lives in our 20s because of living in New York. And brunch
was
such
was huge.
A big thing in our 20s.
Yeah, I think it's a big thing in like everybody's 20s,
I think,
I wonder.
It is too, right?
Or is it a big thing in like in for like people, whatever. People seem to be going to brunch here too.
Be brunching.
Yeah. People, and like brunch was so big and like it would be like, where are we going to brunch? And that could mean like we're going somewhere and we're getting there at 11 a.m. and we might not leave till 3.
Oh no. And we would pony up all day long. And like that was a thing. It was like almost every weekend there was a brunch. It was like, are we going on Saturday? Are we going on Sunday?
Right.
We were in Carroll Gardens. We had incredible restaurants to go to.
Yeah. When we lived in Williamsburg too, when we were even broker, we would be like, are we going to
again? Well, broke.
Brunch.
So broke. And I did not care. I'm like, I will go out to dinner. I will scrape anything I need to be able to go out to eat.
Oh, I'll do the old, I'll put it on my credit card. Yep. Everyone give me cash. And now I have $80 cash for drinking for the rest of the day. And now I have some like, this money will carry me through the week. And I'll just eventually transfer all that money over to a Discover card and float that, hide 15 grand on a Discover card for a few years. Yeah, it was all good.
We're so good
surfing
with our finances.
Credit card balances, baby.
Let's not talk about finances. No. Let's go back to talking about eating out.
Well, the thing is, it's hard to talk about going out to restaurants without finances like coming up in your brain.
Ugh, I know, but I think that's part of the thing that's nice about going out to, you know why I like going to restaurants? It's like one of the same reasons I love going to the movies. You are checked out. You're almost like engulfed in this like little like fantasy land. It's kind of like a little vacation for your mind, your soul, your palate. For me, it's like I can't get distracted by anything else other than what everybody else is eating.
We got to go to Tiffany's restaurant. It's called Soul Vacation. It seems a little
I hate myself, but like it's like a checkout from reality. So like right. I hear you. So it is frustrating because then you're like, you're going out and you're like, oh my god, wait, this is so expensive. But I'm like, no, then don't go out to, then I me personally then it's like then don't, then you shouldn't be here. So if you're gonna be out, then you're gonna enjoy this. And then that means if you can't buy, I don't know what I say no to with myself.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, nothing. Don't worry. There are elves behind the scenes saying no to stuff, making it work.
Oh, no.
But It's only getting more expensive, but that just means I feel like, and now that I drink less at restaurants, and any watchers of the 101 Places to Party Before You Die might beg to differ, but since that show, I've been drinking less. And drinking less at restaurants, I'm feeling like I'm more present at restaurants.
Well,
and I'm like, God, I used to spend so much money at restaurants and barely remember the meals.
Oh my God, let's talk about that real quickly, or let's not, because truly from like drinking, also not drinking, you save so much money.
You knock like $50 off your, and like,
50.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 50 a person. And 80 for you, for your fucking, I need to have two martinis before dinner starts.
You
do. Yeah.
It's called the two martini dinner.
And then at least you
I have to get my appetite going with all that salty vodka. I have not had a drink in over 3 weeks. And it's so funny talking about this right now because I do love a dirty martini. And we're going to Salty Girl tonight in WeHo. And I went last week as well, and they make what looks like an insanely delicious dirty martini, and I'm not going to be able to have one tonight because dry January, baby.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, because like if we're having raw bar, I'm like, oh, fuck, I would love a beer with that.
I know.
But at the same time, right now, I'm like also like, ugh.
No, I don't even want one. I feel so good from not drinking. Yeah. I feel like I've really turned my back on a very good friend. But we had to be in a timeout. We need to go put baby in a corner.
You needed just some emotional distance for a little
bit. Just a little bit.
Old friend, reevaluate your relationship with them. Yeah.
No, I'm not missing it too much because weed. But going out to dinner, that's when it does get a little, you know what it is? It's the, because I've gone to several dinners, obviously, based on what we've been talking about over the last several weeks. And I was like, God, am I really going to be able to go out to dinner this often? And do dry January, because typically in dry January, I avoid going out to eat because it's too tempting and it's just easier to not go. But I've been going out, and you know what? I haven't been tempted. It's a little tempting at first when the first round comes over and everyone's doing like the initial cheers. And I'm like, oh, that looks good. And then it goes away. I just need to like grin and bear it for like 2 seconds, and then the urge is gone.
Well, yeah. And I would also say in LA, and I would say maybe all over it's happening a little bit more, but in LA it's happening even more, where it's like people are aware that people don't drink or are Cali sober now.
It's
and stuff
way easier.
There's a lot, like you can get something there's always an option these days.
It's so lovely.
It used to be like at least you don't have to get like a Diet Coke
anymore. Exactly, like you know, the thing that I'm loving right now from Trader Joe's are those sparkling teas. Because they're not too sweet, and it kind of gives me like a dry rosé feel. So like they've been really lovely to drink at night here, and restaurants have been carrying stuff similar. And there's always like fun mocktails now.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind. I can trick myself into having a kombucha and a Pilsner glass and like being like, that
was... glass is key. Yeah. I mean, that's what I do here. I mean, even if I'm drinking, I don't know, when I make... Well, my Shirley Temples, I actually drink out of a mason jar. But other drinks, I'll put them in the wine glass if I make like a mocktail or something fun, because it feels more grown up and sophisticated. And
yeah,
I feel like I'm still like indulging and treating myself.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so it feels nice.
I make my mocktails in the big mason jars for that reason too.
No hangovers in the morning is really lovely.
Oh, I'll tell you,
that's
that. As someone who took a day break on dry January, and I'm not technically doing dry January.
No.
I'm just like continuing my current pattern. But my current pattern does involve me drinking like once or twice a month. And I got drunk for the Giants game. Now, this is probably coming out after the Giants-Eagles playoffs game, where I probably won't be drinking.
I was going to say, Sunday, that's going to be a big game. Are you gonna skip drinking on
it's
Sunday?
It's Saturday night.
Oh, it's Saturday night.
It's
okay.
An even better drinking night, but I'm probably not going to drink it.
Yeah.
I had fun. My little brother was here with some of his friends were in town, so that was fun. It's easy for me not to drink these days. Also, a lot of my friends don't really drink anymore.
That is the other thing. Yes, a lot of people are not drinking. Again, California, a lot of people are like Cali sober.
Yeah, everyone's not drinking, but everyone's on like ketamine, like daily ketamine treatments.
Who are you hanging out with that's on ketamine?
Dozens of
Start
people.
Naming names. No, I don't even know what ketamine does to you. What does ketamine even do?
Well, apparently it has therapeutic uses as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, therapeutic uses as well.
Isn't it like a tranquilizer?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I think it's like when we were growing up, it was called Special K and everyone like called it like horse tranquilizer.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, it really helps people. It's crazy.
Oh my
Turns
God.
Out a lot of these drugs, like everyone's like, yeah, with MDMA, you can cure depression. You know, like there's like, if doing it all right, you can like,
Big Pharma is
LSD
behind.
And psilocybin and all that stuff is like good for us. We're learning.
I know.
But we think we can't find out that mushrooms make them feel good.
Well, no, we were just talking about this, though. I mean, it's the video, the thing that, what's the show that just came out on HBO that's based on the video game?
Now, The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. I'm like, is this going to do, like, damage to mushrooms?
Mushrooms are having a fucking renaissance right now. They're
truly
functional. They're adaptogenic. I know, like, because of commercials for this podcast, I know... Reishi, lion's mane, cordyceps, you know, like you eventually learn all these mushroom names because mushrooms are a big, people are like coming around.
You know, we were just talking about like goat cheese having a moment. Mushrooms are having a moment on so many different platforms. It's not just
like neurotropics and supplements. And then also magic mushrooms, specifically psilocybin are having like you're laughing because I glanced my eyes to my drug drawer when I said by accident.
No, that's not why I was laughing, but that is funny. I was like, do you have mushrooms in there? I thought you kept them in the freezer.
I have some mushroom gummies in there.
Oh, okay. And you can get those where? How? Because they're not legal.
They're not legal. No, you can get them from drug dealers.
It's just drug dealers, right? Because the shops aren't selling them.
But it's like weird that since it's decrimmed, there's a way like to get it. Like some of them like are advertised on podcasts, and you can get pills of it.
Yeah. No, I know.
I don't know because it can be used medicinally. I don't fully understand the legality around it.
Yeah.
But magic mushrooms, psilocybin itself is back big and like people are touting it like positively.
Well,
yeah.
Why I was giggling was not because of you glancing over there, because I was just saying like, oh, they're having such a renaissance. They're everywhere. You're like, yes. And then you listed all these whatever, psychedelic. And I was like, I was thinking they're like on so much home decor right now.
They are.
But they are like, and on fashion, like on prints, like, they are literally jewelry, home decor, accessories, everything. Like mushrooms are literally everywhere. They truly are having.
They're fun guys.
They're fun. Oh my God. The joke about the mushrooms standing on top of the hill. Do you know this one? Yes.
Go.
Let me tell you. Two mushrooms are sitting on top of a hill. One of them is crying. The one mushroom turns to the other and goes, hey, man, what's going on? Why are you so upset? He goes, I don't know. I can't get anyone to hang out with me. I don't know what's going on. And the other mushroom goes, that's weird because I think you're a real fun guy. Thank you.
I like that I make that joke, the punchline. Then you go, do you know that joke? And I just hit you with a no, I've never heard the fun guy.
And then you let me do it anyway because you're a real fucking delight.
Because I love you so much.
You love me so much.
And as we've discussed in our marriage, sometimes it's just easier to let you do what you want to do.
It is.
Than to even voice an opinion on it.
And also, you knew the joke, but the listeners might not know the joke. And now everyone has a new joke in their arsenal.
You're welcome, everyone.
You're welcome, everybody.
You got a new joke in your arsenal. Bring your joke arsenal. Everyone's going to be okay.
It's very similar to the muffin joke.
It is very similar to the muffin. Are you trying to set me up?
I'm not sitting
here to tell jokes on the podcast. I let my fucking sucker ass guests do that shit.
Okay,
Mark ass guests. What?
Ooh, hey.
What? Like, let's give the listeners before we get out of here. Let's give the listeners some like restaurant advice.
Okay, I love that. Okay, let's do this. You call me Tiffany.
Let's give restaurants customer service advice.
Let's start with
we think like maximizes the experience in a restaurant. I'll throw out a first example of something I'm thinking. I'm sorry.
Never. Your first idea better. Oh, wait, but this is your podcast.
Right.
So I should be listening to what you want to do.
No, okay. But they both work. So like my advice for a customer
yes.
would be get your drink order in, then I like to look at the menu and choose where I'm eating while having my drink.
Yes.
And they don't always let you do that. And there's always like sometimes your time comes. But
what? You can always get a drink ahead of time.
Okay.
No.
That's fine. Yeah. This is...
Welcome to our marriage. Yeah,
no, okay. So what did you want to say?
Nothing. I want you to keep going.
No. This is where you chime in. This is where
I would switch topics.
Fine. What topic do you want to talk
about? No, I'm not switching.
No. I said advice for people going to restaurants. So what is that?
But I didn't want to cut you off. This is great. Can we delete this?
Nope.
Delete it. Don't delete it. Everyone needs to hear what it's really like between us. Everyone's always like, you guys are so sweet together. I'm like, because you don't know what it's like living together.
What did JK. You want to say?
Okay. I think it is important to not only choose a restaurant based on the menu, but the vibes and what it looks like inside. Because to me, part of why, you know, it's important about going to a place that I think is cute and nice, because we have a lovely apartment. I've spent a lot of effort making this place great. So it's like when I go out, I want it to like look cute. So I love going on to like Yelp. Don't even go to like the restaurant. You can go to the restaurant's page, their IG, and you go and you get the like inside photos like tab. And then you can really see what it looks like to make sure like
from like someone taking it with their Samsung at the table or whatever.
Yes, so you know mom.
It's not all like glammed up with filters on their IG.
That's right.
Yeah. Because that's something that's more important to you than me. But yes. If I go into a restaurant that has like bright overhead lighting, ooh, you rarely do anymore.
No,
but it's
you
like
don't.
That sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you want like vibes. And like you also want to know like, I mean,
you're spending a fair amount of money. You want it to have like, you want it to look aesthetically pleasing or at least not annoy you while you're there.
No. And also like for me too, it's like, well, how do I want to dress tonight? Like what's the restaurant like? So, so I like that as a thing, a piece of advice.
Well, yeah, you turn it into like a full blown, you're like, for you, it's a full experience.
It is a full experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really love it.
You're like,
so
I want to eat at Rayo's and I want to wear vintage fur or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Know? Yeah.
I mean, and how many compliments did I get that night? And that was really funny. I'm like, that was really funny. It was really spectacular how many compliments I was getting.
It was really funny how many compliments you got.
Like, I cared. I was like, I want to vibe with Rayo's. I want to feel like mafioso fabuloso. Like,
yeah. I get it.
Let's do this thing.
So tonight we're going to a place called Salty Girl in LA that I've never been to, but you've been to. What are you thinking outfit-wise?
What's so beautiful and femme inside, and it's got this really great like art deco feel to it. I'm feeling like a little like...
You're going to wear a wetsuit and spear gun?
Definitely. maybe I'll wear my like Cynthia Rowley like
Neoprene.
Neoprene. My neoprene pants tonight.
This is funny because neoprene... I recorded a podcast earlier today where neoprene came up. That episode's probably coming out at a later time, but it's weird how much neoprene will...
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
So much neoprene content.
So much neoprene content.
Do you know
content.
What happened to me today while I was working?
No.
I was making an arrangement for the owner of this restaurant tonight, and I had these like beautiful mums, like the colors, so good. As I'm watching the Gilded Age on HBO, I just started it, and this woman's throwing this like elaborate party, and she's going around being like, I told you no chrysanthemums, which is like long for mums. And she's like, no mums, basically, as I'm literally arranging with mums. And I'm like, this is so weird what just happened.
Oh, that's nuts.
I love when that stuff happens. Trippy.
Yeah, so your advice would be, you know, food is important. The taste of the food is important.
I mean, obviously, the number one thing is...
Yeah.
Is the food going to be good? That is the most important.
But if the food rules, but the chairs are uncomfortable and the music is annoying and the wait and the service sucks, I'll never go back, even
never.
If it's the best meal I've ever had.
I know. You know what was a real, like when we were in Hawaii, there was a place that like the food was incredible and we were so lucky to even get in, but they sat us like, remember like in the back and they're performing music in the front portion. And we were like almost in this like weird, it was almost felt like it was like the exit. And it was brightly lit. We were on like plastic everything and it was raining there. So we were getting splashed by the rain because it was like screened in almost. And the food was fantastic. And I'm like, I guess this is okay because it's Hawaii. And I actually kind of did find it charming. But if that were like a regular restaurant, I'm like, would I go back there?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like, I would be like, I would hope to never sit in that section again.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, can we? We'll wait for.
We'll wait
longer for over here. Yeah,
I love a wait. You know, it was really smart. We had this really fantastic place called Petit Cravat in Carroll Gardens. It's still open, and it was very popular. And people would go, and you would wait outside, and the owner Neil got really smart at one point when he was able to rent out the place in the corner, and he turned it into a wine bar. So anyone that was then, you know, wanting to wait for a table would then go sit in the wine bar. And that is something I missed from New York. Like, if there is a wait here, you can't really just like walk into restaurants in LA. I mean, you can,
but it's got to be the right neighborhood. It's got to have bars.
That's right. It's got to have the right neighborhood, because if they're too packed, that's why this neighborhood's great. There is no shortage of places to walk to for either waiting or if you want an alternate choice, you know? So with Neil, I thought that was so brilliant.
In New York, it was a little more imperative because it could be freezing out too.
Yes, like, it's the other thing. Like, I got to get into it.
Let's just go and sit over there and have another. Like, you'd end up sometimes having like a weird ass like drink. You'd go be like going to a fancy Italian restaurant and be like, I guess I'm having Jack and Cokes at this place first or whatever.
I kind of miss that.
I do. I miss that too. I miss the pre-dinner drink at a different place or the post-dinner drink, which is much easier to do in a walking city than it is in a driving
city.
Absolutely. Because it's like, we don't need to get in the car to have one more thing that makes driving more illegal before we head home.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I have a fun little tip that we just started doing accidentally. I love when we sit together now. And like if we're at a table and there's like a chair and there's a booth or a bench, like sitting together, if you're on a date, I highly recommend it. I used to think it was really corny, like seeing people do that, but it's really lovely and intimate and like cozy. And then you can like flirt with each other. And that makes it feel even more like a date.
Yeah. I don't know where I land on that one.
No, you know, am I boring you too?
Literally I'm yawning because I'm tired, but no, what I'm saying is, I don't know if I love that just yet. Cause it feels slightly less private to me.
What do you mean?
Because if you're sitting facing like out, I feel like you're looking at other people in the room. You know what I mean?
Turn to each other.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. We do that then.
This is an example of him disagreeing with me.
Yep. I'm not a hill to die on. I'm just saying my personal preference. But if you have a way that makes it better, I'll do it your way.
I get what you're saying though.
But like sitting across from someone is we're looking at each other and not anything else.
Yes, you know that's what I mean?
Like, and you like it because it's more stimuli because you have ADD. So like you don't have to.
And then
like,
I can look out.
And you could look at anything that goes
by.
It's
a better view.
Yeah. Yeah. Than looking at me. Got it.
Well, no, because that's the other thing. Well, that's the thing, though, because technically I think the woman should be sitting facing out, not the man. I think the woman should get the better seat.
Oh, okay. And what happens if two women go out to dinner?
Then they should both be sitting on the bench together like I just discussed. Even if it's platonic,
everyone should just sit on one side of the table anyway, and just everyone put their feet up on the other chairs. No one sit in those chairs. No,
stretch.
But not all two tops are built that way.
No, they're not. And I'm just throwing it out for a little, you know.
It's fun. That's a good call if you go out for dinner with two other people is to sit side by side. If you're like, you know, like you don't frequently do that with couples.
So if there's three of you? How do you do math? Emma, erase this too.
Emma, put this all in and into the folder labeled couples therapy. put in the folder labeled evidence.
Here's a thing not to do at a restaurant. We've never done this as a couple. Do not fight. Do not bring your drama to a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's tacky.
Yeah. Excuse yourselves.
Excuse yourselves. Leave.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if this stuff starts to go down, just
get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of it. Get the fuck out. And don't even think about coming back.
I haven't seen a real, like, couples argument at a restaurant. I mean, besides, like, my own family growing up all the time.
Yeah.
Besides that, I haven't really seen one.
I think I'm thinking of the movies.
Real quick, one last piece of advice. If you're at a Jewish deli, don't have like a super loud fake orgasm.
Definitely have an orgasm over some delicious pastrami. Are you kidding me? Pastrams, baby. Oh, that's something. So speaking of orgasms, being too fat to fuck, TF. If you are wanting to get some after going out to eat, do not overindulge at the restaurant because then you'll be too full.
Right. And I feel like that's people in newer relationships are better at, and people in longer term relationships are like,
you know what we do now?
We can have sex on Friday, right? It's like, great, let's go out.
Don't fuck or we fuck before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we just don't.
Yeah. In the 20 years, we've made up for it. We get it in. But yes, like if I'm trying a restaurant, or I'm going out to some place, or luckily, like we're at a friend's house is cooking something amazing or something, I'm like, I'm going in. I'm indulging.
Yeah, no, same. Yeah, I would never actually not eat to have sex. I love food and eating so much. I love sex so very, very much.
But there is
much.
Something, and maybe it's like stupid, but, and it's like married privilege, but it's like, we might not ever get these crab rangoons again.
That's
you
right,
and
maybe.
I, we can fuck this weekend,
that's
Sunday
right.
morning. We can,
that's
we can
right.
You know, and it's like, but right now, let's get one more order of these rangoons.
We can get it in whenever. I don't know when we're going to get these rangoons in.
Yeah,
so like, get go. After it.
Speaking of which, if you have any recommendations for rangoons in LA, I think even pluralizing it is weird, right? I think you're supposed to say crab rangoon. So if anyone has any recommendation for some Rangoon, a Rangoon Reco, if you got one, hit us up at The Sweets Are Life.
No, do not hit us up at The Sweets Are Life for a Rangoon recommendation, please. Absolutely not.
other restaurant advice I would give is...
To the restaurant?
Or to, to whoever, anyone, whatever premise of the...
No, I just wanted it to be clear to the listeners.
Well, but the reason I said that earlier is because I would say restaurants give people the opportunity to get their drinks and like have a sip while they look at their menu, because it could steer your whole idea of what you want to eat, too.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. How do you feel about having to get the whole order in at once?
I'd prefer not to.
Same.
But if they're a place that promises to course it out, I hate that, like when all of a sudden like 12 things are there at once and then at the end they're
don't.
Like, your salad, and or like, you know what I mean? Like, or some random thing. And here, oh, you guys got your tomahawk steak?
I'm
great.
I'm seething thinking
Here's
about it.
Your corn chowder. That,
yes.
You know, like that shit drives me crazy.
I cannot stand, and I think this is something new because there's a lot of new people working in restaurants right now that don't have the experience. Because of, you know, pandemic and labor shortages, et cetera, they don't know when to fire things for the kitchen. And they will just put, I've had it happen several times now, where you're sitting and all of a sudden everything comes out at once. Like your salad's there and like your entree's there. And it's like, wait, what is going on? There's shit all over the table.
The table's like stressfully full.
Because like with us, like we all like to order a couple different things. We're usually out with like, you know, there's four of us usually when I'm out. 3 to 4 people at least. So we're splitting so many things. When everything comes out at once, it's also, I don't want to eat that way. I want this to be experience. Let's roll things out.
Hate that, because then you're also you have 12 things on the table and you're like, wait, is this the hamachi collar? Wait, hold on.
You're obsessed with some. Are you going to get some? Did you see hamachi collar on the menu tonight?
No,
is this why we're
like,
on it?
It's just like a phrase I feel like you didn't hear a lot of 10 years ago, and now every place has some sort of collar, you know, and I like them. But I forget what I was saying.
Things come out at once.
Yeah, like I'd like to be able to talk about the dish that we have, and then like the next thing comes when it's like overwhelmed. It's like, did you try this yet? Oh, hold on. Wait, there's one left of this. Did you get here? Pass this around here. And then you like look down at you have like that plate that you have like one bacon wrapped a date on, and like one little pile of beet goat cheese salad, and then like, and you're like, no, this is not how I wanted to have my appetizers.
No, this is not how I wanted this meal. And then things are getting cold because. You know, it's been sitting out. It's gosh.
So if they promise
the drama,
to pace it,
the drama of it all.
Yeah, it's literally, honestly, it's worse than like what most people deal with.
Insufferable, honestly.
I feel like we have some of the hardest lives ever described on a podcast. But like, if you promise to course it out, go for it.
Yeah.
If I have my druthers, I'd love to drink, order apps, And when the app, you know, like shortly before the apps come or after the apps come, order dinner.
Yeah. I'm usually so hungry by the time dinner's coming. I'm like, can we just get the appetizers in so we get those like immediately while we try to figure everything else out? Because to your point, you're right. Like I want to have my drink, maybe the appetizers, get this, you know, this palate going. What am I in the mood for?
Yeah, I love that.
Like, consider.
And like, it's frustrating when they take a while to come, when it takes a while to come over, get your drink, unless you're like, hey, can we also throw in an order of the blanks? And like, you know, can we also get the poppers?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And speaking, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
That's fine.
But the drink situation at restaurants, do not allow anything from the kitchen to come out before the drinks have made it to the table. How many times have we been out and you're sitting there and all
we have appetizers and like we haven't even gotten our wine yet.
Your wine or anything hasn't come out. And I'm like, wait, why is this here already?
Yeah.
Just hold it. I don't need my food. I'll wait for my drink. It's okay. Hold that stuff.
Yeah. Just give us a second.
Just
like,
give us a second.
Because then it's like, but again, because this is because you and I like to go out to eat the same way. We like to have a little toast, a little cheers.
That's right.
With everyone that's there. We like to engage, talk to each other about the food. Everyone we're going with is kind of excited to fucking yap about what we're eating. And
we do this for when we're home at night, and we often watch movies. Content. So much not my content. I wish we were just watching my content.
Yeah, I know you do.
But we're usually watching movies or series at night, and you know, whether it's been takeout or I cook something or it's, you know, koosh. We like to sit and have several bites so we can like talk about it, be like, ooh, I like this. Like, what do you think of that? Before we even start watching anything.
We've learned that you're gonna talk about what you're eating, whether the movie's on full blast or not.
I'm just gonna talk the entire time anyway.
I know.
At least the first 15 minutes of every movie. I'm so annoying. The first 15, 20 minutes, I cannot shut the fuck up. I hate it about myself. I'm working on it in the new year.
We're just like 1 minute into the movie. Where do I know this guy from? It's like, who cares? Just fucking just.
And is this based on something? And who directed again? And wait, what else did they direct? Okay.
Okay. Last question: is this based on a true story? I don't know. What does it matter? You're like, I'm just asking. Okay, and that's it. And I'm done.
Favorite question.
And I'm done. And that's it. And I'm done. You know what's really crazy about babe?
You're like, shut up, bitch. I literally have to like watch the clock to clock myself to be like, okay, you just spoke. You cannot open your mouth for at least 5 more minutes. I never make it. I fail every time.
But yeah, so we like to pause the show or pause the movie as food is, as we start eating, so we can talk about what we like. And
or wait to start it.
Yeah, yeah. How good it was. And before we dive in full breath to Bad Sisters or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, Bad Sisters, so good.
It was very enjoyable.
Loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. What other restaurant advice, either direction, would you have there? We're saying like the mocktail option. Keep some stuff up there for health freaks and like, sober peeps.
I know. I'm like, it that has been nice because that definitely has expanded. And I've noticed it mainly, too, because of you, because you don't typically drink.
But sometimes you do want like a pineapple mint cooler or whatever the fuck they have on the menu.
Okay, I think that's maybe one of the problems with some of the mocktails. Sometimes it's like, I don't want something sweet. That's why I like these sparkling teas from Trader Joe's because, like, are they a sponsor? Why am I acting like they're a sponsor?
promo code Sweets or Life at Trader Joe's.
Oh my God, I will partner with Trader Joe's. I have an idea already. We'll get to that later. We'll talk about it at dinner tonight.
Yes, we will.
Spin that wheel. What else will we talk
about? We'll talk
about
whatever Tiffany wants to talk about at dinner tonight.
Yeah, I forgot what I was saying.
Trader Joe's, you don't like the super sweet mocktails.
Oh, no, I don't. But that's why this tea is so good. I mean, I'm a big Spindrift person. They're a little bit sweeter than these teas.
Yeah, like I'm happy to have a Topo Chico with dinner. That feels like fancy enough.
Exactly. Something a brute, something dry, perhaps.
Yeah, it's not from the Champagne region, so it's just considered sparkling
water.
Yeah,
just sparkling.
It's not champagne water. I think keep an eye out for your NA bevs. People will go ham for those. What I would say, try stuff, like go outside your thing. Like if everybody says something is good on a menu at a place, even if it's not something you normally get, give it a go.
Exactly. Like you don't have to eat the entire thing, which is so nice. You don't have to worry about, I would never eat that. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to spend all that money on that. But if you're out with a group and...
Well, that's the other thing we like about going with more than two people. Is that it's like, all right, cool. We can each get a bite of four appetizers. Like if we go out together, it's like two appetizers are starting to get a lot. But if we're with four people, three or four appetizers is less crazy, you know?
Yeah, but if you do four, that's the same as having two when you're going out because that's one each.
Right, but if it's one each me and you versus one each me, you, and two other like giant gay men, like we're going to be fine.
But if they're not giant gay men, we are not going to be fine.
I refuse to eat with anyone besides my wife and giant gay men. Those are the only people I want to hang out with.
I mean, same, honestly. Jimmy and Rafe are like, wait, we're not giant though.
No, they're not. But they have appetites.
They do. Yeah. You have to have an appetite. Okay. You know what? We're going
to
talk about
this. You don't have to have an appetite. No. But like, that's how we, again, we luckily line up on like all of our things about going out. Like we don't go out to eat to be like we go out to eat to try stuff, to eat a lot, to
that's what
talk
I meant.
To the waiter, to go across the menu. Like that's how we go. Not everyone goes the same way as us, and I get that as long as you're treating people well and tipping well, yes, or whatever. But for us, that's like imperative too. Of like, I don't want to hear about like
if you're a picky eater though too. If you're a picky eater, I do not want to go out to dinner with you. Stay home.
But be a picky eater and just shut up about it.
No, because picky eaters don't shut up about it. That's the whole thing about a picky eater. They love to talk about it.
My mom is a picky eater. And then I know other people have this trait, but I'll throw it on my mom because I feel comfortable shit talking her on the podcast. She
never listens because she's a bad mom.
Honestly, it's easier for me to not have to explain how to listen to a podcast than like it means more to me that I don't have to tell her how to work a podcast app. So
I love you, Joe.
What was I saying a little while ago? My little interrupting fucking nugget over there. My mom.
Picky eaters.
What's that?
Picky eaters.
Yeah, and my mom will do the thing like, "Oh, you really like that?" while you're eating something that she doesn't like, and she's like, "Is that good? Duck. Ooh, how do you eat duck?" Or like,
it's like this snails? Bitch, I put it in my mouth and I chew and I swallow it and it's delicious. That's how I eat it.
Like this, bitch. No, but it's like one of those things where it's like, if you're picky, just be there and be like, "Can I have just a burger?" and have just your burger.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you got to split the cost of the fucking escargot with me.
Okay, so that's the other thing I was going to talk about. If you're going out to eat, and I understand everyone's not financially on equal footing, but I will say if you're going out to eat, I'm sorry, guys, you got to split that bill four ways. Even, I don't know, now I'm not drinking and I'm going out with all my friends that drink. And you know what? I don't care. I'm splitting it with them. I'm paying so much more than what I should be technically because I'm not drinking, but I don't care because we're all out there enjoying this experience together.
Right. And like, that's what we're buying into. And again, that's like what we understand. Like maybe, if that's like a frustrating thing for someone, then you maybe don't go out with, because I know my mom gets a little frustrated when she goes out with friends who drink and like
she doesn't
really drink, so they have to split the bill and she ends up paying for like a lot. And I'm like, yeah, but that's like the deal with going out to dinner with a lot. Now if I'm with the same group of friends I always go out with and one of us never drinks, I may turn to them and go, "Hey, Tiff, don't put any tip down. We'll all put an extra $5, $10. 100%.
And I think that is what should happen. I think the rest
But you should not be understood that it's going
to. No, I think it's on the rest of the table to be mindful. And I also think it depends on how many people you're going out to eat with, too. Right. And I don't, you know, I feel like if it's you and one other friend and that friend is throwing back and they've had like four or five drinks and you've had zero, well, that friend should be paying for it. You should.
You don't have
to
go
paying.
Down the middle at that point.
You should not be going down the middle. At we're that talking point.
About
no.
The, we're not about the. We're. It's more about the ease for the server and for the
everybody,
table.
Everything. And so and then you like, want to be like the. It can get petty too sometimes.
Well, yeah, you just don't want to be like. You just want to be like. Put 100 on both of these cards.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to be like, put 82 on theirs and 118 on mine, and we'll do. No. You know, like you don't want to be dealing with that.
You do that shit in college.
Yeah.
We're grown ups.
Well. Funny, after graduating, I toured doing comedy and going to different college towns. And when you're in a college town, you frequently just automatically get separate checks.
Yes, that's always so...
I don't hate that.
You know, I don't hate it either. And I think that's becoming something popular out here with some restaurants. I'm trying to think where I went to with MT and Denise when we had brunch on Vermont. Oh my God, I can't think of the name of the place. Anyways, you go and you order before you sit. So when you're going in with your group, each person gives their order. So you pay before you even go and sit down. So everyone's already paying for their shit. And I think you're adding your tip, which I think some people probably don't like, right? Because like maybe you want to add more.
Yeah. And also ordering at a counter is some people think is like counterintuitive.
That's right. It's not
going out to eat.
I wouldn't want that for dinner, but like brunch, lunch, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I think vibes also depend on what you're eating. Like what meal it is.
Right.
You know, like lunch, super casual. I don't care. Dinner, I don't want, I personally don't love a planned casual dinner.
Oh, I know.
I don't even know what casual means anymore, though. I don't even think we have casual restaurants in Los Angeles.
Well, you don't have a casual bone in your body.
I don't. Damn it,
No, you don't do anything casually.
But like,
why you don't like to go to casual restaurants, because you can't like brainstorm a fucking 3.5 hour getting ready outfit
session. No, I still
will. Yeah, I know. Like, okay, great.
But what's casual? Like, what will we consider? Like, think about everything around here and don't, not something like, not like a chain. Do you know what I mean? But like a normal, I don't know. Like, what's casual?
Like, Village Idiot is casual?
Village Idiot is casual.
It'd be like sports bar type places are casual.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sports bar.
Like some like Thai restaurants and stuff, like Thai spots and like Mexican spots.
But I still
and
think
stuff.
You should always look respectable and nice when you go out to eat dinner.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm totally getting my eyes rolled out right now.
I don't know
right
what
now.
Casual means then. I'm not saying it's like a sweatpants restaurant.
Time out. That is not what I was saying. My point was, even if you are going someplace casual, I think it's still nice to get somewhat dry. Now, I'm not saying put on your fucking slacks and your best top or whatever, but I think even if you're going out to a casual place, look good. Put some effort into it.
Got it. Yeah, of course you think that.
Of course I do. All of you. You'll feel better too. Everyone always feels better when they look better. What's happening right now? We're going to wrap this up because we have to go to dinner. I have to get ready.
Here's your dinner advice. Dress up. Food will taste better.
It will taste better. The entire meal, the entire experience will be better.
Be comfortable, but feel good about the way you look.
That's right. That is one thing. If I'm going out to like eat, like I know there are certain things in my closet, like they're it's not going on.
That aren't built for sitting.
They're not built for sitting. They're not built for me eating too much, because like that's the other thing. I have an appetite. I don't hold back. I eat. You know? So if I'm going out to eat, I'm eating. I'm not gonna do cute little like cute picking. Like no, mom is eating.
And so some of your dresses or some of your wardrobe wouldn't make it through that meal.
No, certain things would not.
No.
But some, you know.
Most. Most stuff is, most of your clothes are built for eating.
For going out.
Yeah.
Another eye roll.
Yeah, I guess your latex corset, it doesn't really work for barbecue night.
No, it's great. It's expandable. It's fine.
That's true. You can just loosen the ties up
and
a
latex, if that gets some sauce on it, just wipe that shit off so easily. Slick Rick.
Since Emma already edited out all your mini plugs earlier, just kidding, Emma left them in for native advertising.
Yes,
but
organic.
Baby, tell these listeners, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Yeah.
Okay, Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
And we know it's a capitalist nightmare, but we want to capitalize on it for once.
You know what it is? It's special to me because it's my 2-year anniversary. I started the Sweetster Life on Valentine's Day. So to me, it's extra special and celebratory. So last year, the theme was Flowers to Fuck To, which was really fun. And I included fuzzy handcuffs and some like silk hand-dyed scarves from Tiffany White Studio. She's a wonderful designer and Emmy Award-winning makeup artist. But this year, we're going to go traditional. We're going to go hot pink, red. It's just going to be fun, flirty. Always sexy. My shit's sexy. If it's not sexy, I don't want to be bothered with it. Same thing with going out to eat. I'm like, I want something sexy to eat. Like, give me some sexy shrimp cocktail.
Tiffany swears that shrimp cocktail is a sexy dish, and I cannot get on board.
It's sexy.
I get it. I think like Don Draper ate it once.
No, especially at Craig's, the best. Or actually, Salty Girl was really good. really good too.
All right. Well, we're going. The two restaurants you brought up like five times. I know. Craig's and Salty Girls. The expensive ass WeHo.
No,
fucking,
they're so delicious.
But they are very good.
They are very good. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Oh, I'm but plugging. Tell us where people can go to get these sexy ass flowers you've been describing.
They can go to thesweetserlife@gmail.com because, bam, I don't have a website yet. It is currently being worked on, but I have a gorgeous portfolio and menu via PDF that I can send you. You can also check me out on Instagram at thesweetserlife, where you can see lots of my work. I am not a traditional florist. So if you're thinking like, oh, this is going to be boring, hell no, bitches, it is not.
I'm pretty sure most of the shitheads are aware of the kind of stuff you're doing out there. But
and thank you for everyone that follows. I really do appreciate it. I love when I just get a bunch of like dudes that I can tell are following because like you posted something and it's really sweet. And I'm like, oh, God, these guys are going to be checking out in 3, 2, 1 because they're looking for Gaber's content. And there is Gaber's content. And there's already content.
You're always sneaking some Gaber's content.
Yeah, I am. I try to as much as I can. But yeah, Valentine's Day will be fun. So email me at thesweetserlife.
Email TiffyG@thesweetserlife@gmail.com. Get your orders in for Valentine's Day. Are you doing preserved shipped nationally, or is this just LA local?
No, I'm just going to be doing LA local for this. Thanks, honey. That's such a great question.
Since podcast listeners are all over.
They are all over. But you guys, I do these preserved arrangements and wreaths. They're really beautiful, super sustainable, because they are made from fully preserved and or dried flowers and other gorgeous little accoutrements that last forever. So,
so if you live outside the LA area and still want to get a slice of the Tiffy of the Sweetser Life,
some Sweetser Life,
you can get a wreath or a preserved, and it comes to your house. It's not cheap. It is beautiful, and it fucking lasts forever.
No, they do. They last forever, and they're custom. Everything I do is custom. So when you email me, I ask you to send me photos of your space or the recipient's space, or even just if you don't have pictures of their home, what they, you know, their style, because I just like everything to like vibe. Everything's very much bespoke and custom for you. So yeah.
Heck yeah. Hell get yeah. on that. Get on the Sweetser Life. And the Sweetser Life will be whatchamacallit in the show notes here. So just click on that follow. And plus
I'm tagged in like any photo of me on your IG.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Easy
so follow us, follow Tiffy G there. As for me, do me a favor and order a preserved arrangement.
This order man's some Valentine's Day flowers.
She's
not making corporate money anymore, folks. Things are a little weird over here.
Let's get these flowers fucking purchased.
Plus, I gotta go out to dinner. Also, really quickly before we wrap up, I know you're trying to wrap us up for lots of reasons. Congratulations on 400 episodes.
Thank you.
That's
Beans.
Huge.
Thank you. I know. It's insane.
It's a lot of talking.
It's 8 years.
It's 8 years.
It's like around, it's like seven change. Yeah.
Wow. Are you?
I've never missed a week.
Ever?
Ever. I've put out a new episode every Thursday for 400 episodes.
That's probably
for like 300 and something episodes, because I did double up a few weeks when I was like doing like special episodes. But I have not missed a Thursday in 7 years. I've put up a new episode. Maybe one time it came out on Friday due to like some technical difficulties or late Thursday. But I have a new episode every week for 7+ years.
Your arms look great, by the way. They look really sexy.
Thank you.
Distracted. Sorry. That's very impressive, and you should be very proud of yourself. That is dedication.
I don't have like anything that I like do that like
frequently.
Yeah, like that. I don't miss like that. Like,
yeah,
I,
that's
I'm that committed is the word I'm looking for. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yep. And to do that for 8 years. And you were, I mean.
We have episode 300 of the Action Boys just came out. And
what?
We haven't missed a Monday since we went on Patreon.
So between Action Boys and
High and Mighty.
High and Mighty, right now you have 700 episodes of podcasting on just those two. I mean, not including.
And then I've Raised by TV, which is probably like another 80 or something like that.
Oh my God. And then. Yep.
Gina Lombardo's another 30.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then Cuckoo. I've been guesting on podcasts like nonstop. That's right. I'm probably on like 20 Doughboys episodes.
I mean, yeah, you are.
I'm on a bunch. Yeah.
You are on a bunch. You're like honorary.
Yeah, it's pretty wild over there.
Great.
Speaking of Action Boys, actionboys.biz, go over there, get a sniff. We got 300 episodes. At this point, pay $5 a month. You can listen to it's like 30 days of content. So you actually can't listen to our show in 1 month.
Holy shit.
I don't think you can listen to Action Boys in 1 month. I think you would have to actually get the membership for 2 months.
You guys are like Netflix.
Yeah.
So much content.
We're like Netflix in that we're fucking delivering mediocrity at a rapid clip. But yeah, check us out over there. And as always, 101 Places to Party Before You Die, now on HBO Max, True TV, all that jazz.
Watch it, you guys. It really is delightful. Such a fun watch. I'm also in a couple episodes here and there.
Oh, another little plug for The Sweets Are Life.
What else can I plug right now?
Bye, shitheads.
Bye, shitheads. Love yas.
Love yas. Mwah. Love you. Wait, bye, Chi Chi. Say Chi-Chi. Goodbye. That's a big NO from Artie.
Fuck you guys.
Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, guys. Holy, I'm so pumped.
I definitely have not watched this since I rented it on VHS in 92.
Strangers united by the threat of death.
We got all the fucking major players. Seagal.
Vladimir Putin is a good man.
Arnold.
Here, come. Give it to me.
I need you to cream pie me now.
Stallone. People are loving this movie.
It's actually, it's got a lot of heart.
You're mentally irregular.
Now. Somewhere, somehow,
body blow, body blow, body.
Someone's gonna pay.
I would fucking love for my wife to like see me rip a guy's throat out.
But they didn't count on one thing.
This movie's fucking insane.
It's how you know it's a good movie. You have to do almost all the work yourself to figure it out.
Oh, there's a fantasy component. Yeah. There's some sword fighting.
There's some lightning.
Bam, 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 bam.
There's a new game in town.
You wake up after a few years and then you don't even know who you are anymore.
We're going to be making Terminators. We're going to make a really great deal with the Xenomorphs.
What? I don't hate them, but I've been in a room.
Yes, I understand.
This is now the 20th ending of the movie.
I am Dar.
I'm your dad.
Action Boys. Boys will be boys.
Subscribe here for bonus content and more free stuff from behind the paywall. To get new episodes, become a patron at actionboys.biz.
Do it! Do it!
Come on!
Do it now!